Hey guys, and welcome back to The Controversial Mom, where faith meets fire, and parents, well, we're finding our voice. Today's episode might actually make a few politicians squirm, but I can tell you I am a-okay with that. Because after all, we're not here to coddle the comfortable. We're here to do what we do best, and that's call off cowards. If you've been paying attention to what's happening in Alabama, and honestly across the country, you probably noticed the same trend that I've seen. Plenty of Republican politicians, but not nearly enough Republican fighters. It's easy to run on a platform that focuses on faith, family, and freedom. But what happens after these people get elected? What happens to their courage? What about their conviction? Most importantly, what about accountability? Today, we're going to talk about the difference between having an R next to your name and actually leading like a Republican warrior. Because let's be real, a title doesn't mean anything if you're not willing to show up and stand your ground when it matters most. So let's start local. Right here in Alabama, we have what they like to call as the Republican supermajority. On paper, that should mean strong, unapologetic action to protect our kids, secure our schools, and stand up to federal overreach. But instead, what we've seen for the past few years is a weak response to DEI in education. Delays and backroom hesitation over passing the What Is a Woman bill, which is a very simple common sense measure that protects the privacy and dignity of women all across the state of Alabama. And of course, there's been a complete lack of momentum to clean up the SNAP program, which does one very simple thing. It removes soda and junk food from the list of approved purchases. Now, none of this is leadership. This is all 100% political self-preservation. And quite frankly, as a parent and as a mom, I'm sick and tired of it. We parents did not vote for people to be placeholders. We voted for people to be defenders. And it's time that our elected officials start acting like it. So let's talk about what real leadership looks like. Let's start with my favorite, Marco Rubio. Y'all know I love him. He's standing strong for the nuclear family, and he's calling out corporate wokeism without even flinching. And of course, we have President Trump, who's taking on the administrative state, and he's not just talking about reform, but he's actually delivering on that promise. And then right here in Alabama, we've got voices like Jared Hudson that are rising up. Jared is a man of action, a man of principle, and a man that most importantly fears God more than the media. None of these people are poll chasers. These are men that are conviction-driven leaders. They're not the type that check the temperature in the room when they enter it. They're the ones that set the temperature. They're not afraid to name the enemies. They're not afraid to be hated for doing what we all know is right. And most importantly, they don't forget who sent them there, and who they work for. We need more of that kind of backbone in Washington. Now, this past week was painfully clear what we're dealing with. While activist judges continue to stall and sabotage the key parts of Trump's agenda, especially when it comes to parental rights and executive authority, we have Senate leader John Thune, who called for an early recess. That meant, and still means, that hundreds of Trump-appointed nominees are sitting there, doing nothing. We're talking judges, nominees, and key leadership positions that are all stuck while the left continues to move forward, stack the bench, install Trump's agenda. So how does walking away from the fight right now help the American people? Where's the urgency in the Senate to get this done? Where's the grit to persevere and do the difficult things? None of this is just being simply lazy. This is being a coward, and it's disguised as the traditional way in which things are done. We have a judicial crisis. We have a border crisis. We have a debt crisis. And our Senate are packing their bags and heading home like it's summer break. This is the epitome of why people are fed up. As a mom, I do not have time for politicians who vote one way in the spotlight and another when they're behind closed doors. I want warriors who will fight, warriors who will lead, that will stand up for the Constitution, not just when it's convenient, but when the Constitution is under attack. I want warriors who will protect the integrity of our borders, our currency, and our national sovereignty. I want warriors who will defend families from government overreach in every form, whether it's surveillance to speech policing. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you're with me on this one. This topic is bigger than party loyalty. It's about parental rights, moral clarity, and cultural survival. The fight over curriculum, counseling, and classroom in the tech is just the beginning of this. It's a bigger pattern. Unelected judges blocking executive action, agency bureaucrats slow-walking reform, and a federal government that is more interested in preserving its own power than restoring liberty, securing our economy, or defending our freedoms. Yet too many Republicans shrug it off, acting as if this is all normal. Let me be clear, it should not be normal. If our leaders will not stand up for our children, our sovereignty, or our economic future, what exactly are they doing for us? And look, I totally understand. Not every fight is easy. Trust me, been there, done that, learned the lesson. But we did not elect these people to just coast through. We elected them to confront the situations, to protect the people, and to preserve what makes our country worth passing down, something our children will be proud to carry forward. So here's my message to the Rhino GOP, whether it be in Alabama or beyond. If you want the support of the grassroots, you've got to start earning it. If you want the votes of the grassroots, you've got to show us that you have a backbone. We are not loyal to the letters of the Republican Party. We, the grassroots, are loyal to our values, to the truth, and to our families. We are watching every single politician right now, and we're organizing to figure out who it is that we need to back. We are no longer settling for quiet Republicans during loud times. Because if you won't fight for our children, our schools, or our freedoms, then you absolutely do not deserve to lead. So, as always, I wrap up by asking the simple question, what is it that you can be doing to help? Well, my answers are usually pretty simple. First, show up. Ask hard questions at local community meetings. Just because you ask hard questions does not mean you're confrontational. It does not mean you're disrespectful. You're just asking questions and demanding transparency and accountability. Next, don't just listen to what politicians are telling you. Watch and see what they do. See how they vote. Their actions will tell you far more than their words ever will. And lastly, this one's easy. Support bold candidates who are not afraid to shake things up and push back on the status quo. They're hard to find, but when you find them, you gotta back them with everything you've got. We don't need more Republicans. I know people think we do, but we don't. We simply need Republicans who are willing to fight. This is the opportunity for us to draw a line in the sand, to say no more to the compromises, no more to playing things safe. Our children are worth fighting for, and we will not back down until we get the fighters that we need in elected positions. As always, guys, thanks for tuning in to The Controversial Mom. If this episode fired you up, then do me a favor and make sure you share it. Until next time, stay rooted, stay bold, and keep fighting for your family. We'll see you next week.